Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. It's one of those special shows. It's just you and me for the hour. No guests today, as I tend to do these about once a month, roughly. So I hope you'll join in the conversation, ask your questions and your comments, and let me know how you feel about all this. So please join in. Awesome. So I hope you caught last week's show. Last week's show was actually quite an interesting show with a gentleman all talking about leadership and the journey to really how to take that place where it really you can serve yourself and others. So, of course, we're going to start off our show with my blog post from a couple of years ago, and it's kind of following along the same theme as my blog post last week, because this was something I was dealing with a couple of years ago, and, you know, this was my venting in a way. So this blog post is entitled, "When We Walk Out One Door, Another Door Will Open For Us." Sometimes we are pushed to take an action. We might not be sure if it is the right thing to do. Doubt creeps in and we are not quite sure. Yet when the moment arrives that we take a stand, life rewards us. We may feel uncomfortable in the process. There is uncertainty around what will happen next. We face the unknown and get nervous about it. Yet we can no longer stay and put up with something that is out of alignment. It is time for us to walk a different path, to move on. We may not know what lies before us. The future is often unpredictable. Yet when the smoke clears and the dust settles, we will find ourselves in a very different place. For having stood up for ourselves tells the universe to stand up for us. So as we leave out one door, another door opens for us. And that change we were so fearful of before turns out to be a great blessing. What had us doubt our choices and our actions turns into a new opportunity for something better. Life always responds to us when we take better care of ourselves. When we no longer put up with something that does not make our hearts sing, life rewards us. We are given a new opportunity that is more in alignment with who we know ourselves to be. Life never punishes us for standing up for what is right for us. It may not be obvious at the time. Sometimes we have to wait for things to work out just right. Or we need time to find a new perspective that shows us how our situation is so much better than before. It may take some courage to face our fears and stand up for ourselves, to say no when it is not convenient. Yet surely, as we walk out the door and move in a new direction, life supports us as it always has. Is there something you're putting up with that it is time to change? Is your fear holding you back from doing what you know you must do? So, you know, these couple of blog posts all evolved out of a situation I was in a couple of years ago where the mentor I was working with at the time, and I had been working with him for like well, over 3.5 years. It was probably close to 5 years, 5.5 years I'd been working with him. And it was a challenging relationship many times. Many times I felt bullied and not recognized, not validated, not seen. Many times where I just felt unsafe to do the deep work with this gentleman. And because I felt, I don't know, I couldn't quite trust him in some way. And it was on a very unconscious level. I really was not aware of like how much I didn't feel safe with him. He was always after me. You got to do your work. You got to do your work. I'm not seeing you. Da, 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 da. And all it did was just push me further away from him until a point where he said something and I was like, nope, this is unacceptable. I'm not putting up with this. And I went to the person who was in charge of facilitation in this program. And I said, I can't work with him anymore. I need to move on. I need to work with a different mentor. And she was like, okay, well, who do you want to work with? And I gave her my first choice because my first choice was a guy who had known for, I don't know, at the time, 8 years almost. And we had a good relationship and I felt he knew me well. And he was totally up for working together. And at first she said no. And I was like, oh, okay. So my first choice was out the window. So then I said, well, what about this other guy who I had a good relationship with? And she was like, okay, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. And so that was good, but it didn't really make sense for me to work with this other guy. He's down in Kentucky. My other guy was in New Jersey. He was much closer. So I called up the guy who was my first choice. And I said, look, hey, I talked to her. She said, no, you know, I don't know. I told her then how about this guy? And he says, don't worry about it. Let me talk to her. So he called her up and talked to her. And I actually didn't find out about what he actually said to her to change her mind until recently. And after he talked to her, she said, okay, Sam, you can work with him. And then I remember going to the first session with him, and there were people there who I had known for years before, and it just felt like a coming home. It felt like this is where I belong. And also seeing him and how he had grown, my new mentor, and how heart-centered he was, it just felt so much more in alignment with who I am and how I operate. And it felt easy. It felt good. It felt in alignment. And I was actually very nervous about leaving this old mentor because he had such a reputation in the community. He'd been doing this work a long time. You know, he was the guy in New York City to study with. And for a long time, he was the only option. I mean, I basically probably would not have stayed with him as long as I did had I had another choice, but there just wasn't another choice available. And my friend, he had just become a mentor, you know, less than a year before. So it was a little scary to take that step. It was a little scary to call up the woman in charge and say, hey, look, this ain't working for me. I can't work with this guy anymore. And I'm so grateful I made that call. I'm so grateful because it put me on a new path that's taken me in a whole nother direction that feels so much more aligned, so much more supported. And so this whole idea that when we walk out one door, another door will open for us, it's really from my personal experience. And this is not the first time. This has happened many times in my life. And the funny thing about it is, we often think we don't have a choice. We often think like, oh, if I leave, if I stop doing this, things are going to be awful. There are consequences. It's not going to work out. What am I going to do? And the funny thing is that when we stand up for ourselves, when we say yes to what truly supports us, life often says yes back to us. And one of the lines in here is, life always responds to us when we take better care of ourselves. You see, taking better care of ourselves does not just mean getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising, all the sort of standard stuff we know. Taking better care of ourselves is making the choices and decisions that are truly in alignment with our heart, mind, body, and spirit. It's about really, it's about really saying and validating what is right for us. What meets our standards? What is okay? What violates our standards? What violates our boundaries? You know, when we put up certain boundaries and we say, like, this is okay and this is not okay, it's kind of a scary thing, because when we say this is not okay, people are not used to having those kinds of boundaries put in front of them. So they often step over those boundaries. They often push past them. And it's really a lesson to say, no, no is no. And it's scary to do it because people are not used to it. They're going to give us a look, a face. They're going to be gruff. They're going to give us a hard time about it, because we've never really stood up for ourselves in that way before. So it's expected that they're going to push back, because they're testing to see, do we really mean it? It's like a little child when a parent says no and the child still tries, oh, but what about this? And the parent still has to say no. And the child, what about that? And it still say no. But how often do parents give in to the children? And what they say first no ends up turning into a yes later on. That's what we're used to, because that's the way we're brought up. That's the way life has been around us for so long. So we don't know good boundaries, but when we set those boundaries and we stick to them, life will support us. Life will somehow, things will work out in a way we didn't expect, in a better way than we ever thought possible. And then after a while, we find that, yeah, like, actually was the absolute right decision for me. So sometimes when we walk out that door, we take that step into the unknown, it's scary because we don't know where it's going to lead us. And we don't see any other doors in the moment. And we're just shaking in our knees because we don't know what's going to happen. But in my experience, when we have the courage to take that step, ultimately, things always work out for the better. May not work out right away for the better. It may be, you know, really kind of back and forth, unknown, not quite sure for quite a while. But in the long run, after we've made that decision and we've taken that action, maybe months later, maybe years later, we look back and we go, oh my God, thank God I made that choice and stood up for myself. It made all the difference in the world. So I hope this story resonates with you in some fashion. And if there's something in your life that's not serving you, that does not feel good, that is causing you to not sleep well at night, I'm begging you, stop putting off making that decision. Stop waiting for the perfect time to make a different choice, because the perfect time is always right now. Because until you make that decision and do something about it, it's always going to be like that. And when you do make that choice, when you do step forward into the unknown, when you do allow yourself the grace to say, this doesn't work for me, ultimately, it absolutely will work out in your favor. May not always be easy, but it will be better than it was before. So that's my blog post entitled, When We Walk Out One Door, Another Door Will Open For Us. You can always find my blog at talkradio.nyc/blog. And of course, on my own personal branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And I have a new blog every single week. So there's lots and lots of them. And this one is from a couple of years ago. I got a lot more since then. So please check it out. All right. So coming up, more of me. Yes. And so my topic for today is talking about the best validation in the world. Everyone's looking for validation. Let's talk about the most important validation for us. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is one of those special shows. It's just you and me for the hour. So please comment, chime in on the live stream. Let me know your thoughts, your questions, and I will answer them all. So today's topic kind of came up because of a couple of things that happened recently. One person that I was working with in a healing ceremony, and also in a training session, we were talking about this. And that's this idea of validation. And, you know, it's kind of funny because from the time we're children, from the time we're kids, we're always looking for validation. We're always looking for someone else to say, I see you, it's okay, I agree with you, it's all right. And we're always looking to the external world. I mean, initially we're looking at it for my parents, right? We always want our parents to say, yes, you're good, you're special, or we love you, all that stuff. And the reality is they're busy with their own stuff, and that often doesn't happen. And so from the time we don't get that validation, whether it's from parents, siblings, friends, relatives, anyone, it becomes this unmet need. And we start looking for validation and recognition in all kinds of other places. And, you know, I remember years ago, I saw these reports that said that people in the workforce would rather get more recognition than more money for a job well done. That people felt so unrecognized that if they did a good job, and look, we all would like a raise. And of course, you know, it's different in every situation. When economic times are bad, the money is more important. But at the time when things were like not great, not bad, but somewhere in between, people were like, you know, hey, I would like to get recognized for the job that I did. I would like to get recognized that I actually did something good, because we're all thirsting for that recognition and that validation. I was too. I have too for most of my life, and probably still to today. Calling the kettle black, absolutely. Because we want to know that other people see us in a way that makes us feel good. Because ultimately, this need for validation, it comes from a very deep place where either we're not quite sure we're actually good, and we're not quite sure about our own value, our own contribution. And so we need to hear it, feel it from another person. And so we go looking for it. And everyone is different, and we go looking for it in different ways. Some people go looking for it through partners, through relationships, through lovers. Other people, it's through business relationships and bosses and looking for their boss to validate them. Other people, it's from family. You know, we all have our own unique flavor of how we're looking for this recognition and validation. And what inevitably happens is, because we're looking for it in the wrong places, it comes with a lot of things that don't really serve us and end up not working out that well. Like, and I've had many friends that this was the case. They were looking for it from a boyfriend or girlfriend. And because they were looking for it from someone else and they were constantly searching for it, the people they would find would just take advantage of them. They would not treat them that well. They would cancel at the last minute. They would not show up. They would make all kinds of excuses. They would not be conscious of their of these other person's needs. And they would always, my friends would always feel worse. They're like, how come they didn't do this? How come he did that? Why can't he do this? And then eventually what would happen is the situation becomes untenable and they would break up. And then they'd go find another boyfriend or girlfriend. And guess what? It would end up being the exact same thing. Because they didn't do the internal work that needed to be done. Because they were still looking for the validation from an external place. And you see, that's the trap of this need for recognition and validation. That we keep looking for it in the outside world. And usually, other people are looking for the exact same thing. And they have their own needs. They have their own trauma. They have their own pain. So they're not able to really give us what we really need, but we keep trying. We'll do anything. We bend over backwards. We'll do whatever it takes. And all that does is tell the other person that they can do whatever they want, that we'll keep showing up even though they treat us like shit. And that does not serve us. And that does not tell life that we value ourselves. And that does not really help. Because we're putting an internal need on an external source. We're giving that power to someone else. And whenever we give our power away to someone else, no matter from what angle, what perspective, what reason, all we're doing is disempowering ourselves, putting ourselves down, diminishing ourselves in some way, diminishing our value in some way. And that never works out well for us. Never. So what do we do? Right? So, okay, Sam, you're telling me I should not be looking for recognition, validation in the outside world to other people. So what do I do? That's the tricky part, isn't it? If we can't look for meeting this deep emotional need in the outside world, then how do we get that need met? And I'm going to get into that right after this next break, because this is a deep topic. And I would love to hear your experiences. I would love to know what challenges have you had in your life when you've gone looking for validation and recognition elsewhere. I want to hear your stories. And I'll give you my perspective on them. So please post them in the comments section of the video. Let me know. Reach out to me. You know, you can always reach me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. And we will continue this conversation in just a moment when we come back. So please stay tuned. You're listening to, of course, the Conscious Consultant Hour. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we'll continue our conversation together all about validation and recognition in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I see loyal listener Patty is with us. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate you sharing the video as always. And would love to hear your comments and your perspectives on validation as well. And of course, please, if you're listening to the show, whether it's live, if it's on the live stream, please share it to your own feeds. Let's bring more people into the conversation. If you're listening to the podcast, share it with your friends if you find value in this. And so we've been talking all about this idea of the need for recognition and validation and the trouble it kind of gets us in when we look for it in other places, when we look for it in other people. Now, for some people, it drives them to be super successful and to be center of attention, influencers on the stage, great speakers. But usually if they're doing it for that reason, there's a little bit of emptiness inside. Because whenever we're looking for something externally, we're, as I mentioned before, we're giving our power away. So how do we take our power back? How do we reclaim our inherent authority and sovereignty when we so want to be seen and recognized by other people? So here's the thing. And this I learned a while ago. And just knowing this in my mind, again, I still got to feel it. You still got to work it out. So what I'm going to share with you, it may sound trite. It may sound obvious. But actually doing something about it, actually being able to change, much more challenging than we realize. And that's why it's always good to work with a mentor, a coach, a facilitator of some kind. Because here's the thing. If we're not validating and recognizing ourselves, no amount of external validation is going to make us feel whole. As long as we are looking towards someone or something else to say, it's okay, you're good, we're always going to be disappointed. Because everyone else has their own trauma, has their own things, and they're not going to necessarily be able to show up the same way or show up in the way that we need them to. The only person we can ultimately rely on is ourselves. So what does that mean for us when it comes to validation? It means the person that we need to look for validation from is ourselves. It means we have to give it to ourselves first. So how do we give validation to ourselves? It's really simple. Not so easy, but really simple. It's by saying something as simple as, you know what? I feel like this and it's okay. It's okay that I feel down. It's okay that I feel like shit. It's okay that I'm upset. It's okay that I'm angry. It's okay. How often do we say that to ourselves? How often do we actually take a moment to sit with what we're feeling in the moment and validating our own feelings? What do we do when somebody violates our boundaries? What do? When we've done a good job, do we pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, good job? Do we objectively, and not from an ego-based point of view of trying to make ourselves better than we are or the center of attention? What do when we actually did something good? Maybe we helped somebody. Maybe we figured out something challenging. Maybe we just showed up in a way that really served both ourselves and the other person. How often do we just take a step back, look at, and objectively say, you know what? I did really well in that situation. You know what? I feel really good that I went to the gym this morning. Or, hey, you know what? I really am proud of myself for eating healthier. Or maybe just, you know what? I'm proud of myself for having the courage to step out and try something new or different. How often do we recognize ourselves? How often do we give ourselves credit for what we just went through, for what we just experienced? How often do we say to ourselves, wow, you know, I just came through something really tough. I can't believe how strong I am that I managed to come through that, and I'm not bitter and I'm not angry anymore. How often do we actually do that? I wonder. And I wonder if we did more of that, how would other people see us? You see, here's the funny thing. When we no longer need to be validated by other people because we're validating ourselves, something very interesting happens. Because when we make it okay to be who we are, to feel what we feel, to show up the way we show up, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not the ultimate way we know we can show up, to just be okay with where we are, and recognize and validate ourselves for where we are, the funny thing is, suddenly other people start to validate us. Suddenly other people start to notice that we are showing up better, that we are showing up differently, that we did accomplish something. Now look, is everybody going to? No, of course not. Is the whole world going to beat a path to your door just because you now are like, okay, that you're feeling depressed? No, of course not. But the more we make it okay for ourselves and we're at peace with it, we're now resonating at a certain level that people who resonate with us at that level start showing up. There's an old adage that goes, we cannot change anybody else, but when we change ourselves, others show up differently. And that adage is so true. We cannot make people recognize us. We cannot make people validate us. We cannot make another person validate our feelings, our emotions, our experiences. We can't. We just can't. Because even if we force them to do it and they do it, it's not going to feel real and it's not going to be true. However, when we start to validate ourselves, when we start to say, you know what, I had this experience and this is the way this experience made me feel, and I'm okay with that. That's when people say, hey, Sam, you know, I know you went through a hard time. When we show up vulnerably and really share with others what's going on inside our heart, that's when they show up and recognize us. But it's scary to do that. And if we're not validating ourselves, we can't do that. Because if we're not making it okay for us to be the way we are, then how can we share that with other people? You see, actually, the key towards having all the things that we want emotionally is making it okay to be where we are emotionally. To just say to ourselves, you know what, I'm scared, and it's okay to be scared. Or I'm angry because I experienced this. Or I'm upset because someone crossed my boundaries. Whatever it is you're feeling in the moment, can you make it okay that that's what you're feeling? Can you find a way to say, you know what, I'm a human being. Any human being in my place would feel the same way, having gone through what they went through. This is true. This is honest. This is real. This is me. This is what I'm feeling right here, right now. Can we make that okay for ourselves? Because ultimately, the only real validation that means anything to us in the world is our own. The only validation, the best validation that we can possibly ever receive, is the validation that comes from within. That says, you know what? I'm shaky right now because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared right now because I'm afraid I'm going to fail. I'm lonely right now because I really want to be with other people and I'm not. Saying those things and recognizing and making it okay that we feel that way, that's the best validation we can ever receive. But that's an untrained muscle. We're not used to that idea. It takes practice, going to the gym and working out. And practicing validating ourselves. So, not quite finished with this topic yet, but we do have to take our last break of the show. I hope this show is touching something within you. I hope it means something to you. I hope it supports you in some way. And if you're having a challenge with this and you want support, you can always reach out to me and we can have a session virtually or in person if you're in New York. Sam@theconsciousconsultant. And I will be right back after this short break. And we're going to wrap it all up and talk about practices for validating ourselves. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So this hour, I've been really touching upon this idea of validation and how validation is so important to us. And it really is. But it's a trap that we fall into of looking for validation from other people. And the only way out of that trap is to validate ourselves. And validating ourselves is an unused muscle that we haven't really exercised. So we need to start exercising it if we really want to feel solid within ourselves. So how do we do that? How do we validate ourselves? So I already mentioned part of it is just being okay and recognizing where we are. How are we feeling in this present moment, right here, right now? Lots of times we don't even know how we feel in the present moment. Lots of times there's so much trauma and pain and challenges, we're just trying to survive. And we can't be truly present to how we're feeling in the moment. So first and foremost, it's about doing our own deep healing work. It's getting to that point where we can accept ourselves as human beings. And it's recognizing that we are human beings, perfectly imperfect. We're not always going to feel good. We're not always going to do the right thing that makes the other person feel good. Can we just all admit that to ourselves? That we all make mistakes? That we all have bad days and good days and bad days? Can we just allow ourselves the right to be human beings? And being a human being means we feel things. Being a human being means sometimes we feel crappy and sometimes we feel great. Sometimes we do good work, sometimes our work isn't as good. And can we just recognize and give that to ourselves? Can we just say to ourselves that regardless of what anyone else thinks, says, or feels, I know I feel this way right now. And you know what? It almost doesn't even matter why we feel the way we feel. And of course it matters, but not really. When we can really accept and not make it wrong when we don't feel good, when we can validate those feelings of pain and sadness and grief and anguish, can we just make it okay that we feel those things? Can we accept that all of that is part of our life? Can we just make it okay to be who we are? With all our flaws, with all our inadequacies, with all the things about ourselves we would love to change. It's okay to want to change things, but can we be okay where we are? Can we look at ourselves in the mirror and just say, you know what? It's okay to be me. And it's okay to feel what I'm feeling right here, right now. And I just wonder for you listening to this show right now, what if you stopped 4 or 5 times a day at random moments and just took a breath and said to yourself, you know what? I'm feeling this right now. And it's okay that I feel this. I wonder what would shift for you. I wonder what would change for you. I wonder how people might respond to you differently if you made it okay that you're feeling exactly what you're feeling right now. And that if you didn't need anyone else to say, it's okay, or if you didn't need anyone else to say, you're good, or if you didn't need anyone else to say, it's all right to feel what you feel, but you just said it to yourself. If you just validated yourself for where you are in your life at this moment. I wonder, I'm curious, what would shift for you? I would love to hear from you. I would love to know, and maybe you can come back next week on the live stream and report back to us. What happened when you started to say to yourself, I feel this in the moment and that's okay? I really would love to hear about that. So, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. I appreciate you all sticking around with me. I appreciate everyone who took the time to tune in and share this hour with me. I know I didn't have a guest, and, you know, sometimes having a guest is interesting, but sometimes we can dig a little deep into some personal stuff when it's just you and me. So, was this episode helpful for you? Did it mean something for you? Please let me know. You can always reach out to me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. And if you got something of value out of this episode, please share it with your friends. However you wish to share it, it's fine by me. So I appreciate you all tuning in. Of course, you know, I've been neglectful last week. I didn't mention it, but right after my show, there's another great show on the network called the Mind, Body, Health, and Politics Show with Dr. Richard Lewis Miller, who was a guest on my show. And you could hear my interview with him a few weeks ago. And he talks about all kinds of things, some very taboo stuff, some not so taboo stuff. So if you like my show, I think you might enjoy listening in and tuning into a show. It's right after my show at 1 p.m. Eastern time here in Talk Radio NYC. And of course, Frank Harrison with his show, Frank About Health, at 5 p.m. today, Eastern time. And then Fridays, we have our business shows, the Philanthropy in Focus, and Always Friday. And Tuesday evenings, of course, you've been hearing Dr. Mira's commercial, The Hard Skills, a very good show as well. And coming soon, we're going to have, after Mira's show on Tuesday evenings, we're going to have the Happy Spot, which was supposed to start this week, but we have to delay it a couple of weeks. And we've got more shows on the horizon. So if you have not yet, go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, click on the button that says Join the Tribe, sign up for our newsletter so you can stay up to date on all the new shows coming. We're starting to bloom. It is spring, and so more shows are coming, and we'll have more shows for you, new shows throughout the year. So thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, on your favorite podcasting app, and on all the social media platforms. Truly, 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 thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you all next week.
For Earth Day and promote world peace and unity at Planet Heart's 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, themed Awakening Humanity's Consciousness for a Better Planet. It's a spiritual community gathering honoring Mother Earth, featuring insightful talks, uplifting music, sound healing, indigenous ceremonies, and more. That's Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp to 6:30 p.m. at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street in New York City. For tickets and info, visit www.planetheart.org or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.